for another edition of Get to Know, and today we feature Groobs, since he's working the board this week for the vacationing Jeremy Moran. It's Get to Know Groobs. And here's your host, Gordo.
How am I the host? Well,
you
thanks,
to host it.
Craig. Groobs is one of our favorite people up here at the Ticket. The lovable underdog, the P1, has really rallied behind Groobs. And Groobs, how old are you?
23.
You started working at the Ticket at what age?
16.
Wow.
How old were
Good
you when
Lord.
You went to my house and trick-or-treated?
17.
That was disturbing.
A couple months after
I had no idea
here.
Who he was. I'd seen him up here at the station a couple times, and he already started to have some facial hair. I was
Which
like,
is
God,
weird.
An old trick-or-treater, and I went, oh, wait a minute. You're Norm's intern.
Groobs kind of has weird beard. It looks like somebody's glued tufts of brown cotton candy on your face. You're 23, and you're pretty happy here at the Ticket.
I like my gig.
Do you like your job, though?
This is what I like about Groobs. Most board operators get burned out after
2 months?
No, it's what, about 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there. But Groobs still seems to love his job.
Do you like your gig?
Well, yeah, of course.
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
Well, yes.
Okay. Let me put it another way.
Do you enjoy being a board operator at the Ticket?
And the chief of police, yes.
All right. But Groobs, there's going to come a time in your life where you have to make a decision. Do you want to go for some sort of huge career, lawyer, doctor, insurance adjuster? Or are you happy being at the Ticket in whatever role that is?
Right now, yeah.
That might be
trouble.
Sounds exactly. like a short timer answer.
I mean, but I just don't see myself being a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. I don't have the drive or the intelligence to do that.
That's not true. Don't say that about yourself.
Like, yes. I got very lucky.
You have the drive.
I got very lucky with with this. This is doing what I do with Bad Radio and the Hardline, playing drops for them. It's pretty much exactly what
like
I wanted to
for
do.
Us, but he likes playing it for them.
Yeah.
You guys too, but that's not filling them. But when I started listening, I was fascinated with drops.
Really?
Absolutely. I've been a listener for 4 years or so before I started working here, and I just thought...
Since you were 12?
Just about.
Oh, my goodness.
We raised Groobs on
Doesn't
drops.
That make you proud? Yeah.
On drops.
That was mother's milk to Groobs. We'd
drops.
Play a drop, and he'd grow stronger.
Drops were what caught your ear.
Yeah, that's what first got me into it. Like, talk radio, I would listen to whatever was on, and I didn't mind it. But the way the Ticket does it just fascinated me. The people, the drops, everything. I just thought it was so great.
Now, you have a very interesting family life. Your father is very successful. He's a good P1 himself. And
yes.
Scoreboards you a lot.
Yeah, he's been involved in my big charity clay shoot and everything. I mean, he's a
really
huge
nice
supporter
guy.
Of charity. Your mother is incredibly nice. But your family's very successful. As a matter of fact, your dad was the one who Dirk Nowitzki bowled over with enough money to get your dad out of that home. Dirk Nowitzki bought your old home, right?
Yes.
Has your dad ever put any pressure on you and said, you know, son, we both love the Ticket and everything, but... how about getting a life?
He honestly has never said anything like that. He knows how much I love doing what I'm doing here, even if it's not quite making the money that he does.
Then that is success.
Is,
you're
is
doing
it a
what
huge difference
do,
in
that
money?
Is success.
Just a little bit, like maybe a couple thousand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
per minute.
He knows that I'm doing what I'm doing, or doing what I love to do. He knows that I'm...
So he doesn't give you flack.
No.
And that's the key.
If
my son was just happy doing what he's doing, that's all I would ask.
And my parents have always said that, and thank God they've put their money where their mouth is, and have totally supported me. They want me to still get the degree, which is
that's
in
kind
progress.
Of on hold right now,
it's
right?
In progress. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Now, how many hours are you taking this semester, Groobs?
One.
What?
he couldn't hear your question.
That's an ploy we used to use.
What?
Can hear you?
Yeah. That is so cheap because it only buys you, what?
Five seconds
of time?
You just hope the other person will get tired of asking.
Right. And forget the question they just asked. Now, does your dad supplement you in any way?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Especially kind of since about a year and a half ago, I haven't really gone back to college. That's been the main thing.
That's a good one. What is the cutoff date for subsidizing your kids?
Yeah.
24, 25, 28, 23?
Sounds like as long as Groobs was taking some courses, he'd be subsidized. But
they've helped me, yeah, for most of my life. But from, like, I started working with Bad Radio, you know, part-time, like, at 19, and it wasn't a ton of money, but it was enough to
buy you some eggs.
Right. And, like, I was able to get a small apartment and all that, like, off campus and all that.
Have you run into any debt problems in your adult life that your dad kind of had to help you with?
There have been a couple times where I've wanted to maybe buy something, and I didn't quite have the money to get it right then. And
so you went and
my parents were willing to
stole one of the bones of the apostle out of your dad's study and sold it.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did you know that the Mona Lisa hung in their house for a couple of years?
Wow. It's amazing.
Man, Groobs, your dad is powerful.
Quite a house.
Before we let you go, though, Groobs, we have to ask about your female situation.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, you're famous, buddy. You are a happening local celebrity. You have your choice of any woman in this Metroplex. Have
almost any woman. Not anyway, but you should be able to happen, Groobs.
Have you been able to convert your notoriety into womb access?
I'll call it that.
Womb access, no. I've met girls and all that, and
he's
haven't.
Girls.
That's okay.
Well, it's a start.
Just haven't pulled the trigger, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awfully Phil Spector of you.
You seem to be having a good time after the great game, though.
Yeah, and like I said, I've gotten to meet a lot of cool girls, and I just haven't, I guess, found the one that
I
would like to.
That would let you get your second base.
He's not looking for action. He's looking for a relationship, right, Groobs?
Right.
That's not true.
It is, too.
Was it you who shared with the P1 that you are a virgin?
It's been thrown out there before. I'm not proud of it necessarily, but I'm not going to run from
it.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's not running from it.
No, nothing wrong with that.
So that makes you and Phil, right? Didn't Phil come out on the air?
Yeah, that's right.
And say that he was a virgin?
That's okay. You're young. You're 23.
And it's long been suspected that Jer is a virgin, even though he's married. There's something about our board ops.
Well, Groobs, we love you up
here.
And we hope that you stay at the ticket for your entire life.
Yes.
Because you're that good.
And one of these days, you will meet a girl that lets you put your hand under her sweater. I promise that's going to happen.
And lets you just start,
day that will be.
Just start honking away.
Just going to town.
Just like an old Model T horn. You're just squeezing that bulb.
All right, Groobs, thanks.
Love
you guys. From one legend to another, from Groobs to the great Dan Jenkins, next.